Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. I think we're waiting for that contestant to get knocked
out. I will get that name shortly, Miles.
Okay. Either way, our two categories today, we have America's favorite sodas and countries that we would like to visit and live abroad for a brief amount of time.
Yes. Away abroad.
Yeah.
Away.
I'll take abroad anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, what up, guys?
Hola.
Hola, Dean. How are you? Dean, would you like to live abroad or you want to talk about soft drinks today?
Hey, I get to talk to you again.
What's that?
This is my lucky day. I'm on the phone with the men's room.
Very cool.
That is your lucky day.
My boys.
We'll see how it goes for the rest of the day. All right, so you want the countries that we would like to live abroad in, Dean, or do you want the top 10 best soft drinks?
Let's go abroad.
You want to live abroad?
Figure out what that abroad is.
Okay. All right, Dean. They asked 2,000 Americans where they would like to live in the country if they lived abroad. Now, two of these countries are in North America, seven are in Europe, and we have one other. So the way we play the game, Dean, is you need to get as many countries right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Do they have to be other countries?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, living abroad.
Specifically, if you live abroad.
Okay.
So
I'm not positive what's in North America. What's
that? You want to go Canada then? Because is America one of them?
That is number one. Canada, 19% said it would be their top choice. It is not because they asked Americans where they would like to live outside of the country. That is known as living abroad. So the United States, maybe if you live someplace else, that could be a destination, but not when you live here now.
Right.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, okay, let's go Amsterdam.
You said Amsterdam. That is not a bad guess, but it's not on the list. I understand your reasoning behind
that. Netherlands.
My daughter loves Amsterdam, man. That's her.
I can't imagine why.
She just, man, yeah.
I've never met anyone who went there and came back going, I didn't like it.
I know people that don't drink or smoke weed. They love it.
Still like that. Yeah.
Also, Amsterdam, not a country.
All right, fine. Whatever.
Well, it's the Netherlands, but it's not on the list either way.
You got to go to the Netherlands. Okay. Netherlands not on the list.
All right, fine, smarty.
Hey, you pick where you want to live. We'll send you there.
Yeah, I'm not where I want to live. I like the benefits I get from my disability here.
Sure. Well, seven of the countries in Europe, if that helps you.
All right. Let's go. Are there any accents that the boys do?
Is there any accent?
Yeah, there is one.
German.
Okay, that's number 10 on the list, Dean. Very good. So you've gotten one and 10.
It would just be tough to learn German.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of Pennsylvania.
It's not that bad.
That's the thing, because my wife's from Pennsylvania, so when we got to Germany, she's like, how is it? And just day one, I'm looking out the back window of that place, and I'm like, it looks like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and mostly Germany is the number one European country where they settled, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yes, this is countries around the world on planet Earth.
But we have some more. Nothing from Mars. Get your head out of your brain there. I mean, we're not going to talk about any of those.
Yeah.
But there are more countries in Europe.
I know better than that. Let's go Mexico.
Mexico. Okay. Mexico. Believe it or not, not on the list. Really?
All right, yes. Hang on. You said there was two in North America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Did I mess that up?
You lied.
You said there were two in North
America.
That's
why I kept asking
lie.
About...
I did lie.
Okay, because I was going to jump on, like, you got Canada. So I'm like, well, Mexico must be the other one.
Okay. You guys want to try to pick up the pieces here for Dean, who just did his search track.
Ireland.
Ireland is number 5, 8%. Yeah. Four of the top five, by the way, would not require you to learn a language, if that helps.
So that's Australia.
Well, Ireland and Canada so far, English-speaking for the most part. Canada obviously has some French in it.
I only guess Australia.
Australia is 4th.
I only guess that because you said other.
Mm-hmm. That is the other.
Right.
That is other.
England.
England is number 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One place where everyone goes and said they'd go back again and would love to live there, and a lot of Americans do.
Over in
voted the number one food country in the world.
France.
France is number 6, but this is not the number one food country in the world.
Oh. Italy.
Italy's number 2. There we go. Next,
Spain.
Next 3. No, believe it or not, Spain.
España. España.
My daughter loved living in Spain. She just said it's kind of hard to break into the local friend groups.
I can get that. We went to Marseille and Barcelona, and I saw both cities were awesome.
She lived in rural Spain, not really the actual.
Oh. You know, like on the country folk, you know. Yeah.
It's the only country with a lisp.
Intentional.
Yes.
Welcome to Ibiza. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's called Ibiza. I refuse to say it. Like, I insist on saying it wrong because I feel uncomfortable saying Ibiza.
Welcome to Barcelona.
And right. It's Barcelona.
Dude, Mike Tyson loved it.
What was that language thing that you used to get that was like a program where you put stickers on crap and stuff?
Oh, my mom did that, man.
It was before the
I don't remember. But my mother did
it. Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, I believe it was Rosetta Stone.
It's right before they moved to Mexico.
So, all I know was
she had stickers. So I didn't know she was doing this, but I walk into the house and like on the refrigerator was this sticker, whatever it is, Spanish for refrigerator. But I didn't realize it was Spanish. I'm like, Mom, because she's not someone who's going to put stickers up willy-nilly in the house.
Yeah.
But when I got to the light switch, that's when I finally had to say,
believe
hey,
or
look,
not,
man, what's going on? She's like, oh, it's Spanish.
Ted, this is when you put like a CD or DVD-ROM or whatever in your computer. So when I bought my wife this, because that's one of the things she said she wanted for Christmas.
All right.
Or Hanukkah, whatever the deal was. So I bought it. I bought the Spain version of Spanish instead of the Latin American version.
Uh-huh.
You cannot return this thing. I want to say I spent like 65, 70 bucks on this thing. It was just a complete waste.
But how long did it take you to figure
the
out?
The whole thing was lispy as hell.
Oh, really? That's how you can tell?
It's just a different form of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought the wrong one, of course, because I'm pretty good at that. All right, you guys want to take a stab? Let's see if we got one.
It's the same, that was the same holiday. You got the wrong roses.
Oh, you know what? There are two countries in North America.
The Central American Costa Rica.
That is exactly right. Costa Rica is number 8.
That's a huge expat
community.
That's
why I put two North American countries.
I mean, it's where Anita deflected her flight, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, and got a massage.
The next two are in fact in Europe.
Portugal.
Portugal's not on there.
Greece.
Greece not on there.
Never mind.
Scotland.
Scotland is number 9.
What?
Very good.
It's beautiful out there, dude. And the people are great.
I believe all of that. Just say this. Like, I don't want to go to a place that looks like a place I just came from. So I understand it's beautiful, green, rolling hills. Yeah. So does Pennsylvania. That's all.
You don't have heather out there, man. Yes, fields of heather.
Fields of heather, yes.
Beautiful.
I know a heather. She's very nice, but I can't imagine a field of her.
I don't think I've met a bad heather.
You guys are never going to get the next one, so I'm just going to give them all.
Hang on.
Give all the ones we got right.
It's still in Europe?
It is in Europe.
Greece is not on there. Italy is.
Sweden?
It is not Sweden, but it's close.
Norway.
It's close.
Switzerland.
You got it.
Really?
Number 7.
I mean, look, I have no beef with Switzerland. It's not that. But just if you, even if you said, all right, man, we got plane tickets to Switzerland, I would do it because I like to find new things, but I would not be terribly excited.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to see Switzerland.
Really?
I mean, we were right next to it.
Yeah.
I know.
Although that was Austria.
We're next to Austria, too.
And the Swiss Alps. Yeah. So that's what we could see from
Hence
our
Switzerland.
Place.
Yeah,
no, I just didn't.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy went to the castle in Switzerland that that Cinderella's castle is based off of. And we were sitting at a bar, and I was like, you had to be close to where I was in Wolfrathausen. And we
Can you
it
say
up.
That without moving your hand?
Probably not.
No.
But we were only about 90 minutes just straight over the Alps from that castle.
It was kind of cool to look at mountains. And look, we see mountains every day here, but you get used to what's near you. And they look pretty much the same, but I'm like, yeah, but those are the Alps.
They are.
Yeah.
Ask 2,000 Americans if they were going to live abroad for a little while, where they would be. Number 10, Germany. Scotland is 9. Costa Rica, 8. We have Switzerland at 7, France is 6th, Ireland is 5th, Australia 4th, England 3, Italy 2, and Canada would be the number one choice
what's the point?
Americans to live abroad.
Real quick, you guys get to pick the country. Where are you going?
Scotland.
You're going Scotland? I'm sticking with Mazatlan, Mexico. I just like it there. Any country. Miles, pick any country.
Man, not knowing and not being there, I would love to go to New Zealand or Australia and check that out.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about it. Just know everybody who goes there goes, it's awesome. They'll always have a great time.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Ted?
God damn it. I was going to go with England or Ireland, but he's right. I've never been to Australia, but I'm dying to go.
I know. Me too.
Coming up until 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.